This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And a happy Wednesday to all of you listening, watching, sharing, caring, talking, whatever you're doing to watch this wonderful program that we call Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, and myself, Dusty Likens. I hope you all are having a good Wednesday.
You said happy birthday, America, or whatever, you know, Jerry has going
hello,
on there.
America.
Yeah, hello, America. Story of the day is Canada.
Yeah, dude. You don't mess with hockey players on the golf course. Bang! Bang!
I've never seen anybody get their ass kicked more on a golf course. Does it happen a lot? It seems like we get a lot of these videos, and you're out there on the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thinks, as they like to call them. Do you see a lot of these fights out there? Like, what goes in the minds of people golfing? Are they just hammered and they just want to...
I've never seen a fight. I've been involved in one altercation with a group. It wasn't like it was a huge, like... I mean, there was a couple of cursing words going on. If you guys aren't getting this reference, there was a video that streamed yesterday that went viral of a former NHL hockey player who calls out this loudmouth in Canada who's golfing either in front of them or behind them, whatever it may be. Hockey player has enough of it, whips this guy's ass in like 10 seconds.
The guy's name is Nick Tarnaski, the former hockey player. I've never heard of that guy
Nick
before.
Nick kicking your ass-ski is what his real name is.
I didn't realize he was a former NHL player until about 10 minutes ago, and now I'm looking at this dude, I'm like, holy crap, why are you messing with this guy on the golf course?
You mess with the bull, you get the horns, or you mess with the hockey player, you get the fists. You can watch the video. I think I've like quote tweeted it. I think everybody's retweeted it or liked it or whatever. Oh yeah, can't see likes.
Yeah. I put golf fight into the search bar on Twitter and got it. So,
and the best part is either the guy getting thrown into the pond or getting hit three times in the face, and every time Karnaski hits him in the face, he says bang like a Batman scene where the sound would come up and go boom, clap,
boom.
And then the third part is when the guy thinks he's, you know, had enough, or maybe doesn't think he's had enough, comes at him again, and the guy literally just throws him 15 feet into the abyss. But again, hockey guy always wins. Now, to go back to your golf thing, there's been one time before where we showed up to the tee box. Our tee time was at like 2:20. We got to the tee box at 2:10.
That's 10 minutes early. That's good. Okay. Yeah, sure.
There's a group of four guys on the tee box getting ready to hit their ball. We come down. Said, hey, guys, what's up? Oh, nothing. How are you guys? Great. Out of curiosity, when's your tee time? 2:35. Nice. What's yours? 2:20. Oh, cool. Thinking guy would unplace his ball from the ground, walk over, and then let us tee
Absolutely.
Up. Yeah. So we waited like 30 seconds. We're like, so what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, you guys are late to the tee box. I'm like, no. Like 5 minutes, I'll give you that. If we're not there by 5 minutes before we tee off, we're a little late.
Right.
10 minutes.
10 minutes is a long time.
Right. There's a group in the middle of the fairway for those listening that know the course. Adams Point, hole 10. It's par 5 all the way uphill, so you can see the people in the middle of the fairway. We're on the tee box. Left to us is the pond. These guys are in front of us. So then all of a sudden, we're like, huh, all right, I guess go ahead, guys. And then, you know, me being a smart ass, I was like, I guess one of you guys' name is Adam. Guy turns around.
Yep.
Look, we're not going to have any of this tough guy BS. And we're like, tough guy BS. And then we're just like, all right, dude, go ahead and tee off. And then later on throughout the course, one of the guys comes up to us like, hey, we apologize, man. Like, we realize we effed up. It's our fault. Like, we're just whatever. I'm like, well, it's the golf course. I don't know how you have bad emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry that we were being sarcastic. We didn't apologize, but
yeah.
And then I told you a story this year early in the golf season out at Hoots Hollow in Harrisonville or wherever the hell it's called. I don't know what that county is. I think it's Harrisonville. And we could hear it from the background. It was like, you know, hey, tough guy, tough guy. And all of a sudden, those guys came up to the 18th
green. The same people?
No, this is a different day. Oh. Different course.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, the same people, like they're recognizing guys from like 2 years ago?
No, these guys, so we're on the 18th green at Hoots Hollow. These guys are on the 18th tee box, and 17 is like an island par 3, and this guy's yelling at them from the tee box. And I guess they were mad with slow play, which slow play could make you just want to, like, you know, kick a varmint if you could kick one.
Right.
And so I guess he'd had enough. They got, you know, face to face shouting at each other. No fists were flying, but shouting like, F you think you're a tough guy, that type of stuff. And the guys that were getting yelled at finally came up to our like green, and we're putting our clubs away and getting ready to go to the parking lot and leave. And I was like, what did you do? Just piss those guys off. And they're like, oh, they're mad at us because we were hitting two balls each. Mm-hmm. There was two guys that were playing, you know, two balls, which this is when you can open up Pandora's box and say if that's right or wrong. Probably just hit one.
Right.
In my opinion, but they were hitting two balls each. The guy behind him was pissed.
If it's an empty course, I don't care what you do out there. But if you're playing and you're delaying everybody else, like I'm a big, the older I get, and I think you're kind of like this, and it's a Larry David type of thing, right? When you start doing things selfishly that impact me, that's when I have a problem, right? Yeah. Like driving the wrong way or driving in general or just, you know, walking, you know, but you see it all the time. Like people do so many selfish things, and it's gotten worse as the years have gone on. And a lot of it has to do with nobody knows where they're driving anymore because they're all relying on GPS and they don't know that they're supposed to be turning right up here because they're stupid. And so I think
in that half a mile, take a right.
Right. It's not that it's really not that hard. But people don't know where they're going anymore because they're so reliant on that damn screen to tell them. I had a conversation with my daughter yesterday about that. I said, when you drive, you're going to go out and you're going to get lost and you're going to find your way home. And she goes, I'll just use the screen. No, you're not using the screen. You're going to go drive around and figure out where you're going. I mean, that's the only way you can learn is to figure things out, fail, and you know, make mistakes. But like if you start affecting somebody else because you're being selfish and you're being a Richard, that's when I have a problem. So if you're playing two balls and nobody else is on the course, who the hell cares?
Right.
But if all of a sudden people are behind you, start playing one ball. Don't be a jerk.
Right, yeah. I mean, look, I don't think they should have hit two balls. Like when the guy was telling me the story, he's like, yeah, he's pissed. We were playing slow because we were, you know, and we were hitting a ball, like two balls each. There's two of us, whatever. I'm like, and I was just kind of like, eh. You know, like, maybe don't do that.
Read the room, pal.
And then he was like, yeah, we had, you know, he kept telling us like, hurry up. We turned around. They said, you know, shut the F up. Yeah. The guy was like, oh, okay. Got in his car, pulled forward. He's like, I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Right.
And we could hear it, you know, and we're not that far. We're 400 yards away. And it was pretty, it happens all the time on the golf course, man. Yeah. Like, so many people play golf angry. And like for me, like with our schedule and our week that we get, if I get to get out like I did yesterday, I have no worries in the world.
Right.
Like the only worry I have is if I could somehow get my pitching wedge back to the way it should be. Like, for an example.
Isn't golf supposed to be one of those sports where you go to get away? I know that's the way I look at going to the J, right? It's getting away, it's exercising, it's the runner's high, it's the endorphins, it's to get away from life for an hour or so, right?
Yeah.
I would think if you're out there on the golf course for 5 or 6 hours, you're doing it to get away from a lot of the stuff. So if you're going out there and playing angry, aren't you defeating the whole purpose of trying to be out there on the golf course and getting kind of that Zen moment in your life?
So I think that they actually try to go there. I think that they go there with that mentality, but I think 50 is probably low. Mm-hmm. 70% of the time people are on the golf course, gambling is involved.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So like when you're losing and you know, money's coming out of your pocket, you're not happy.
Gotcha.
Right. Like how many times you watch a Chiefs game and somebody had an over under, I'm sure Max in this field as well, where somebody had like an over under on Patrick Mahomes passing yards at 250. And they just don't throw the ball in the fourth quarter.
Right.
F this, man.
Yeah, like, but see, I've never been that guy, right? No. Like, I just haven't. And that is a big problem that we are seeing in sports, which I think is a reason why so many people are against the legalized gambling aspect of things, because people do take it so seriously. They're attacking players and stuff on social media because of that kind of stuff. You can't be that guy either. I mean, come on. This is sports. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be the release from your mundane job, your whatever it is that you're doing, the kids and all that kind of stuff. And then you get out there and you have that kind of attitude too. If you can't afford the loss, don't make the bet.
Right.
You're not tough. You're not tough.
Let's get going. Come on, man.
Hey.
And that's Karnaski saying that.
Off to a good start, buddy. I got it all in record.
Record.
Gotta love the Canadian accent. And then bang. Bang. Like, you can
bang as he hits the guy.
Yeah, you can't show yourself. Like, to go home to your wife and explain that to her, you should be divorced. How'd you do today on the golf course?
Well,
this guy literally hit me in the face 3 times, and while doing it, he said, bang. And then he threw me into a pond.
Yeah, I got thrown in a pond.
And then he threw me again.
Yeah, twice that guy got tossed.
Yeah.
By who? Well, a former hockey player. What did you do? Yeah.
And I mean, I will say slow play is the worst.
But recognize that and let people play through.
That's the biggest issue on the golf course is.
But then why is that so hard?
Well, come on, man. You've been to the zoo.
Yeah.
Like. Social awareness is one of the hardest things Americans find out about. Like, if there's four of you and there's two of us behind you, you let us play through.
You let us play through. It's common knowledge.
And people don't do that. And then there's guys that are like, you know, take 4 or 5 practice swings. You're like, dude, you are a 92 golfer. Like, you are not on the tour. Stop hitting practice swings. Play faster. Slow play will make you angry.
Absolutely. Yes.
But, I mean, there's also a way to, like, you know, it happened to us yesterday. To wrap up my entire day, there was a group of four in front of us. There were three of us. when we got to the turn, they weren't at the tee box. They went to their cars, probably to get some Schwala or some more beer out of their car, right, or whatever they were doing. And then we went to the 10th tee box. We teed off. After we teed off, they came around the thing. We're like, hey, guys, sorry, we didn't see you. We thought maybe they go, no, we were going to let you guys go ahead of us anyway.
Oh, see, and that's like, okay, good.
And we knocked out probably, I don't know, 40 minutes of our round.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, like, why can't people realize that, though, on the golf course? Like, that's the biggest thing for me, and it's not one of the reasons I don't play golf anymore. But, like, I always got to that. Like, I value my time maybe more than I should, right? Like, I'm always like, I wish I was 5 minutes or 5 minutes earlier all the time, no matter what time of day it was. I'm looking to accomplish things a lot quicker and whatnot in life. I think we all are at that point in time. But if you're out on the golf course and you see this is taking place and you see people are sitting in their cart waiting and they got their foot up and they're burning a dart and things like that, like, at that point in time, you're the front group. You got to say, hey, man, why don't you guys play through? Like, when I was playing, we did that all the time. We didn't care. Like, people have plans. People have schedules. People have things in life that are going on. And if you're holding up somebody, let them play through or then beat their ass like this hockey player didn't throw a guy in a pond.
Bang.
I want to see that again. I want to see somebody here thrown in a pond.
1-1 pitch. Caglione hits a drive out into the gap in right center field. That's in the alley and gone. Caglione's first home run at Kauffman Stadium. Kind of a sinking line drive. And it went out of the shadows around home plate and over the wall and brightly lit by the sun, right center field.
So that wasn't the biggest at-bat last night for Jack Caglione. I'll explain last night as the Royals were victorious once again. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all with you here today. Royals win again last night. Finally, they walk somebody off. Y'all thought Cag was going to do it, didn't you? Y'all were sitting there going, oh, is this going to be his moment? But got the runner over, and then Nick Lofton knocks in the runner.
There was a nickname for Nick Foles back in the day, and I think it could have applied to Nick Lofton lately, man.
Lately.
Lately.
Still has a 202 average.
Yeah, but the last couple of games.
Had a hell of a game, hell of a two-game stretch against these Pittsburgh Pirates. I know in game one.
It's good to face minor league pitching for a few days.
Hey, dude. Hey, man. That's the same team that got swept by the A's.
I know. That's what you said to me this morning. They lost to the A's.
You know? I don't care who you play, man. You're in a position where you just got to keep winning.
Yeah, these are games you have to win. Like, there's no excuse for not sweeping the Pittsburgh Pirates. They stink.
You got a 53-win team coming in here on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before the All-Star game. And you're right now, you're 3 games below 500. So from where they were a week ago to where they are now, I don't care if you're playing the Pirates. I don't care if you're playing the A's. I don't care if you're playing the Omaha Storm Chasers. Just win.
Yeah. That was the old Dick Vermeil adage back in the day. Keep losing teams losing. And that's what winning ball clubs do, right? You keep those losing teams losing, and you take advantage and you feast off of them. And that's why I don't have a problem when people, you know, complain about, you know, whatever division the Chiefs the last couple of years having an easy run to it. They kept losing teams losing. They took care of business along the way. Mm-hmm. And when the Pittsburgh Pirates roll into town and you can name like three players on their team, and you don't beat them, that's a problem, right? You're doing what you're supposed to do right now, and that's beat up on the Pirates. Take advantage of a team that clearly has no direction in life and go out there and beat their ass. And look, that's what the Royals are doing. A big one on Monday night and a fun one last night, you know, a fun win last night.
And what was weird about last night is there was an anomaly on how they didn't have the lead.
Yeah.
Lucas Irsic did not have it last night.
No, he did not.
Not one single
he
bit.
He couldn't hit the strike zone to save his life last night.
And that's a guy that when you look at this Royals team, you're like, how'd they blow the lead? Oh, they probably made an error in the defense or somebody, you know, whatever, or however it may have been. Nah, man, Lucas Irsic wasn't there last night. Was picked up by his team.
Yep.
And Carlos Estevez, who had it going last night, again, not an all-star.
Right.
But winning pitcher last night. But I thought that game showed a lot.
I would have rather had him get the save last night. Does that sound selfish?
No. Like,
I mean, I would
talk
have
to Lucas
had,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like talk to Q about it at nine.
Yeah, like he could have had like his 25th save of right. the year. I'm like, I don't want to see Estevez get wins. I want to see him like rack up those saves. And
yeah, because normally a win for a closer means they blew the lead.
Yeah. they blew it.
But I thought last night's game was, and again, I get it, man. Like I'll hear everybody's opinion on this where it's like, well, Dusty, it's Pittsburgh. They're still three games below. Look, everybody had the same opinion. They can't win at home. They can't hit home runs. They can't hit home runs at home. They can't score. They can't hit. It was never, you know, well, they keep losing. They got swept by the A's. They got swept by Tampa. They went on the road. They swept the Rangers and they, you know, won one out of three against San Diego, but they look good, right? And it was all this, well, can they do it at home? Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates, not Paul Skeens, but the Pirates, decided to change up their rotation.
Yeah.
That's not the Royals' fault. They thought, hey, we don't need Skeens to pitch. We'll be just fine. That's fair and everything is everything going forward. But I think with this Royals team, you're seeing some things that, you know, we've wanted to see all year. And that's what the product should look like. So I think that's one nugget you can take away from last night. The second one is the fact that, you know, other guys are contributing now besides Bobby Witt Jr. Now, again, Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting 295. Michael Garcia is still hitting 305. Vinny's hitting 270. And now you've gotten this little bit of a hot streak from Nick Lofton, who hit a home run again last night, hit one on the previous night, and four of his hit balls, two of which were hits, two were outs, all four of his balls were hard hit balls. And I know that that sounds like a nerd stat, like hard hit rate, but that matters because that means you're seeing ball and hitting ball, which is the thing that you always go back to. I thought that the other thing that was a really big moment was, yes, Cags' home run. That was nice. That's, please, more of that. See that power. We knew it was coming. But I thought his best at bat last night was an out and a moving of the runner. And this is what he had to say to the media after the game about that.
My whole plan going into that AB was just to get a ball in the air. You know, I wanted to move my Kel over. I mean, everybody out here, you know, we're just trying to put sweat in a bathtub with this time of year, you know.
Sweat in the bathtub?
The hell? Yes.
I mean, that was like the worst possible execution.
I know. The best I was trying to do it. I know.
To be like, man, just trying to grind it out of that.
That was unbelievable.
I mean, that was so bad. I respect that effort.
That
was terrible.
That was so
right about that.
So sweat in the bathtub, right?
Is that the new 1738?
I hope. Keep putting sweat in the bathtub. Yeah. Now, this is why I think that was important. Okay, hear me out, and then I'll let you guys take the floor. The home run's awesome. It's sexy. It sells. The goatee, everything. This is like Dirty Jack, right? That's what we're calling him these days. We just started calling him Dirty Jack with the goatee. He doesn't look like the kid anymore. Hits a home run, puts sweat in the bathtub, and then all of a sudden in his last at bat, all I'm trying to do is put the ball in the air. Now, that first swing he had in that last at bat looked like he was trying to win the game.
Yeah.
But I love that. That's what I want to see from him, the aggressiveness. But again, I also want to see him be grounded and be humbled and just be like, hey, I don't have to do it all myself. I just have to be a part of it. He hits the ball to right field deep. Michael goes to the third. The hottest hitter in your lineup outside of Bobby Witt Jr. and Nick Lofton smacks to center. Game over. And I can tell you this from personal experience. On Monday night, when they were having the time of their life in that locker room and Vinny Pasquantino was making jokes and having fun and Bobby was smiling and everybody's, you know, high-fiving. They're playing Return of the Mac. They're playing that song from Wedding Crashers, the Dan Band or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's laughing. You know what Cags is doing? He's sitting in his chair with a towel on his back with his head between his legs on his phone. Just not having the time of his life, right? The guy that's just, you know, his girlfriend's not there. They're worried about something going on outside they can control. But everybody else is up, smiling. Noah Cameron's high-fiving. They're eating their meals. You know, everybody's laughing and having a good time. Not Cags. Fast forward the time to the last night. He hits a home run. He has a huge at-bat in the top of the, or the bottom of the ninth to move a guy over that eventually is the winning run. And he's making lines of, we're just trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And he's laughing and they're having a good time. That is what you need to see. I'm interested to watch him play tonight because when you have that sort of vibe and you feel that good and you have that, you know, aura back, that's massive. And to have him have that at bat last night, in my opinion, was much more important than having hit that first home run at home.
Well, he said something at the beginning there that kind of reminds me of Mike Moustakas back in the day when he kind of figured it out. He goes, I was just trying to get the runner over.
And, yeah, right, and
that, my whole plan going into that AB was just to get a ball in the air. You know, I wanted to move Mikel over.
Yeah, I mean, that right there is a big sign. That's the sign of a guy understanding what team baseball is about. That's not a guy who's just trying to go out there and change his 140 average to 147 or something like that. You know, because that's what a lot of guys do. They see their batting average is low, and they don't care about the team. They're worried about themselves. And to hear a kid at whatever age he is sit there and say, I was just trying to move the runner over at this stage of his big league career, I think that's probably the best thing that he's done since he's become a Kansas City Royal. And I don't take that lightly, because a lot of these guys at the big league level just don't understand what team baseball is about, because they have agents that tell them it's not about team baseball. It's about you getting launch angle. It's about you getting exit velocity. It's about you hitting home runs. That's how you get paid. Well, you know, other guys get paid as well when you're on a winning ball club. You know, players will get paid if you're part of a winning ball club. Like, Vinny Pasquantino may not break the bank on the free agent market, but he can get a nice contract here in Kansas City. You're winning. You're part of a winning program. And that's what you need to do. You need winners on your team that understand the game. And that was a big moment for me to hear CAG say something like that, because you don't normally hear something like that out of a younger player. And so when you're thinking about, you know, where he is and really hasn't done much of anything at the big league level, at least he's learning what he needs to do and what it's going to take to be part of a winning ball club at the big league level. And I thought that was a very key. I didn't care about the moment, the quote after the game. I'm like, damn, that sounds like a 34-year-old who's on his last rodeo looking for that ring, doing anything he can to help his team win. And then that's Jack Caglione talking about that. And he's, what, 22, 23 years 22. Old, you know? And he's out there saying that. Those are the comments of, like, a, you know, like, you'll go back and watch Bull Durham or Major League or, like, a Jake Taylor or somebody's got one more, you know, day in the sun, and they're just trying to cash in on a ring, and we'll do anything we possibly can to help the team win. Those aren't the comments of a 22-year-old. Those are impressive comments by Caglione.
And impressive ABs, too. I mean, I know the first thing, I think he left two men on. Comes back in his next at bat, blasts a home run, and then hits that massive, massive at bat to get Mikel over, because, you know, he knows everything that's involved in that situation. That's, we talked about it, what was it, yesterday, about the mentality of Patrick Mahomes. I'm not comparing the two.
Yeah.
But, like, Mahomes was that young guy that had that weird, you know, hey, I know that the line of scrimmage is here. I know I've got a kicker that's nails inside 40. I just gotta go 20 yards. Jack Caglione last night, hey, I got a guy on second base that's got good speed. I got enough pop to get it out there to get him over to third, have one out on the play, and I got a guy behind me that's hitting right now better than most people in this lineup outside of Bobby Witt, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, who's starting to hit the ball well, again, which is nice to see, almost up to 240 on his ABG. But, like, that's what you want to see. That's what you want to hear. And especially seeing how just down bad he was. I mean, I told you guys that the next day when I came in. I was like, man, Cags is down, man. Like, it's one of those things, and we've all been there, right? Like, we've had parties before where everybody's having a good time, and then there's that one guy on the couch, and you go up to him, and you're like half cocked, and you're like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
And he's like, nothing, just whatever. And you're like, you sure? Everything all right? You're like, it's fine. You're like,
it's all good.
Yeah, something's not right.
I reached out to somebody the other day about that. I had a conversation with somebody, and I left, and I could tell something's not right. Mm-hmm. And you reach back out to that person. You're like, you okay, man? Like, anytime you need to talk, I'm here for you.
And then
I appreciate
that,
and then they let you know. Yeah. And, you know, it's been going through some things with the kids, and it's tough. And it is. I mean, you know, you live life, and you live your life through your kids. You want to see them happy, and when they're down, then you're down. And you know, I tell people all the time that are parents, I say, look, we're all in this together, and we don't always want to talk about it and act like we're in it together, but we're all a support group for everybody. And Cags had that support group around him, you know, the other night and came through big. And that's why we said yesterday when we were talking about this and people are like, send him down. He's not going to learn anything being in the minor leagues. He learned more last night playing against the Pittsburgh's minor league team, but he learned more playing them in the big league level than he'll ever learn going down to the minor leagues. He learned what it took to win a game last night without having to hit a home run, without having to hit a gapper. He learned how to win a game by doing the simple baseball things. And that's going to carry him, man. Mm-hmm. That's what you want in your baseball player. You want them to be a winner and focused on winning and doing what it's going to take to help the team win, not what's going to help pad his stats. And that's that was a great quote by Caglione last night.
Just getting some sweat in the bathwater?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
My whole plan going into that AB was just to get a ball in the air. You know, I wanted to move Mikel over. I mean, everybody out here, you know, we're just trying to put sweat in the bathtub with this time of year, you know.
Man, I've never even heard that one before.
No one else did either.
And he's like somebody told him that you're going to work this in. Like Joe Buck does that all the time, which is a reason why I appreciate Joe Buck more than I think anybody else does, because his buddies will text him, work in this word to the broadcast, right? And he does. You know, we've done that with Kling at times. Like, you got to work this into the sidelines and stuff. And
you guys used to do that with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And send young Dusty out there and be like, just say this. And I'd be like, Bob Fesco's texting me? Whoa. I was like, I met him twice. Good work, kid. I'm 34. Good work, dude.
But that's what it's all about, right? Like you get him to say something and have some fun. You know, baseball needs to do more of that. I love the fact that Joe Buck does that kind of stuff. All right, my buddy, but he doesn't tell you who it is and whatnot. I've texted Ryan before and said, work this into the broadcast. He usually doesn't, but but a lot of times, you know, Joe Buck is like saying something like, what the heck? It must have been one of his buddies from, you know, St. Louis saying, work this in.
That's along the same lines of just not taking yourself too seriously, knowing what you're doing. You're playing baseball. Right. You're announcing a football game. This is fun.
Yeah,
like,
but
make sure
some
you
people
have fun.
Don't look at it way, of Mac. I mean, too many people in our industry do not look at sports as fun. They look at it as I don't know what, but if you're broadcasting a game, you're not. It's not rocket science. It should be fun.
There should
be laughs. That's why when Ryan and Denny are together, it's must listen to radio because they are so fantastically humorous. They play off each other so well. They've been together like an old couple now. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been together forever and a day. And so when you hear them on the radio together and they're having fun, it makes the game better. You don't even care what the score is at that point in time. Right. And I listen to a lot of baseball broadcasts, both radio and TV, and most of them are really bad. I'm just going to be this Pittsburgh thing that they're rolling out on TV. What an embarrassment. That broadcast sucks. Half the time I thought the sound was turned down. I didn't even know that they were on the
air.
It's
not good.
You know, I wanted to move my Kel over. I mean, everybody out here, you know, we're just trying to put sweat in a bathtub with this time of year, you know.
There's your next t-shirt. We're just trying to put sweat in the bathtub. We didn't get this far to get this far. It was last year.
Yep.
This year's we're just trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
I do like that one better.
Trademark it, Cags.
It's a lot more fun.
You're young, Cags. Trademark it.
Who else is putting sweat in the bathtub right now? You know Mahomes is doing that. Yeah.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub with this time of year, you know.
There you go. I'm glad last night, because Mac and I both had this moment. Last week, because you had told us you were watching the Chiefs and Redskins from 05.
Yeah, Chiefs, Redskins, 05. Jen and I are sitting at Martin City. They opened their new location today on Main, south of the plaza, right? Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there last night, and it's to my back, and she's looking at
it. Well, it was Tuesday. Were you guys doing this?
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
We were. Later on that night, we were putting sweat in the bathtub. You better believe it, we were. Kids in the basement, mom and dad upstairs, let's go.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Uh-huh. And so she's like, the Chiefs are on. I'm like, turn around, it's Trent Green, and it's the Redskins, and I'm trying to figure out to myself, I'm like, all right, this got to be either 01 or 05, right? And I'm going, I guess it's 05 because Willie Rofe was playing and he wasn't there in 01, and so I'm doing all the math in my head.
It's got to be the end of Willie Rofe.
I think it was.
He was here 02, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I think five, it was Dick Vermeil's last season. They finished 10-6, and you know, you start to kind of look at that
probably
team.
Lost to the Colts in the playoffs.
No, they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Oh, okay.
They went 10-6, didn't make the playoffs that year in Vermeil's last year, and I'm going through all this. I'm like, God, that's got to be 2005. And it was. I was right. I was very happy about it. Big moment in my life. I got that right. And I'm watching that game, and I realized the 2005, and that generation, the Dick Vermeil Chiefs, is kind of what we're watching right now with the Royals. And I hate to say this, where one side of the ball was basically neglected. I mean, they neglected that defense so bad in the Dick Vermeil era, you know? And if they just had a halfway decent defense, man, because that team had so many great offensive weapons, so many great players. And you think about the Royals, they got such great pitching, but they kind of neglected, and I hate to use the term neglected because they tried to get Santander this offseason, but they kind of neglected the offensive side of things. They rolled everything back on everybody having career years, and we're going to have it again, and you can't do that. You always have to be getting better. You always have to be improving your team, and I'm looking at that 05 team, and I'm getting mad again and going like, damn, there was so much talent from Priest Holmes to Tony Gonzalez to Trent Green to that offensive line, And then there's nobody on the defensive side of the football except Gunther Cunningham. And I'm like, come on, guys. Like, how are they so short-sighted that they just thought they were going to go outscore everybody? And I think that the moral of the story is you've got to be a balanced team. You can't neglect things. And you cannot bank on career years happening 2 years in a row. You always have to be upgrading. And that's what sports has to be about. You always have to keep churning and burning. And then you see the Chiefs trade Tyreek Hill. So that's the standard. That's what it should be about. Always looking to get better at all costs possible, even if it means trading a big name player like the Chiefs had to do in Tyreek Hill. It ultimately got better as an overall team. But God, that 05 team was so good from an offensive standpoint, going 10-6, and that defense was just so brutally bad for them, man. They just never, ever, ever, ever put any money or any effort really into fixing that defense.
Well, which is interesting because I'm glad that you have, that conversation, because now that defense is better than the offense
here in Kansas City, the Chiefs
the
you're talking
about?
I mean, they
sure. What's the better unit the last 2 years?
It has been. Yeah, it really has been because they didn't neglect it. They loaded up on the defensive side of the ball. Like, they read the room. I don't know if anybody reads a room better than Brett Veach. Honest to God, like, he understands where his team is before they understand where they are. And before we as fans understand where they are, because every year we're like, oh my God, why are they drafting that guy? Why are they choosing this guy? It's all part of a master plan. The beauty about Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and I wish everybody in sports had the opportunity to be those two guys, because they know they have job security. They can build and make a move today that's going to impact them in 27 or 26, and they don't have to worry about it because they know they've got job security. And so they're able to build this franchise and build this team, not just for today, which is what a lot of general managers have to do, but they're able to build it for a decade. They're able to build it for a generation. And if people want to say, why do the Chiefs have so much success? Because when you have job security, no matter what job you're in, you're going to work a lot different. You're going to work a lot better. You're going to bust your ass a lot more than if you don't have job security. And these guys, Brett Veach and Andy Reid, they're untouchable. So they can build for the future and never miss a beat and worry about, well, if we don't focus on this year, we may get fired. They ain't getting fired. They can do whatever they want. They're not getting fired. And so that allows them to do so much more as a head coach and general manager. And look at what's happening. You reap the benefits of success instead of firing people every 2 years.
You watch that. I watch Royals. Mac watched Royals too, but he also, how many episodes did you get down?
Only one.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Only one.
Yeah, only one. Watching it with Hannah. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because she kind of likes
it. So this, I found this quote.
Love Island night.
Love Island's every night.
Every night besides Wednesday.
Yeah. So tonight's not Love Island.
Tonight is no Love Island.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get two episodes in tonight.
Oh, wow. So I was watching on X. I saw Spags with this comment to Burrow. This was from the quarterback. Is
this one right here? This.
And the Bengals are 0-2 for the third consecutive year.
Can we just cut that?
Other than that guy, you're the best in the business. I'm not saying that because you're saying that. Listen, I appreciate you. Good luck. Let's go.
I love that. Other than our guy.
Yeah, other than our guy. Well, because in the NFL now, you're mic'd on everything. Everything you say is going to be used against you, right? And so these guys have to understand, like, if he just came out and said, I think you're the best in the league, everybody would be ripping Spags today, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you got Patrick Mahomes. Other than our guy, you're going to be, you're the best. Is he the best? Because I think we do have debate on that one. I think that was caught up in the moment. I really do. I think that was Spags caught up in the moment.
It's him and J.A., man.
To me, it's Josh Allen. I'm done trying to figure out who's the better quarterback behind Patrick Mahomes. I really do believe now, with all of my heart, and I know Mac will be happy about this, it is Josh Allen. Ooh. He is the second best quarterback, in the AFC at this point in time. And he's better than Joe Burrow. He wins more than Joe Burrow. Even though he hasn't won the Super Bowl or been there, he still consistently has been in the postseason a lot more than Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have 0-2 starts where they're digging out of these big time holes all the time and stuff like that. So Josh Allen is your number two quarterback in this league. I still think Joe Burrow needs to realize more postseason success right now.
Agreed. He can just do more. He can do more than really any other quarterback. The only reason Mahomes is better is just because he's just simply better.
And, yeah.
His arm talent's there. But Josh Allen, from an athlete standpoint, arm perspective, yeah, man, he's got it all.
But except the winning.
Take him to dinner, man. Yeah. Jeez.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. But it is a Wednesday.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So it is a Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question, and the question is very simple. Who is the fifth best quarterback in the NFL? I think not unanimously, but I think most would agree it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and who?
And then everybody's doing this now that I've seen because it is July. Here are the four best quarterbacks. You choose the order. Like, people don't want to go out on a limb anymore and say who the best are. Grow some balls, man. Pick Mahomes as the best quarterback. Pick Josh Allen as 2, Lamar 3, and Joe Burrow 4. Stake your name on it. Don't put these things out there and say, well, here are the top 4. You can determine who you think is best. That is such weak sauce.
So the 5th best quarterback that we put together yesterday, in our opinion, you can find this on the Fan 96.5 on our X page. Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford. Those are the 4 names. There are already 38 votes in. There'll be more on the other side of the break, plus Jay Binkley as well. Let me tell you something about these quarterbacks.
Dude called me from a bar to spit takes yesterday, dude. He's ready to go.
Put that on his tombstone. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Jay Beakley's on the new college football game. You just have to find him. I don't know where he's at, but he's somewhere there. We have our poll question up, which is the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. Who is the 5th best quarterback in the NFL? In our opinion, at most, the top 4 are Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and then who's 5th? Is it Jaden Daniels? Is it Justin Herbert? Is it Jalen Hurts? Is it Matthew Stafford? Those were the poll question opportunities that we put up. 46.6% say Jalen Hurts. Coming in 2nd on the poll is Jalen Daniels at 34.5%. So, Mr. Binkley, who is the 5th best quarterback in the NFL?
The answer, Dust Man, let me tell you something about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has already been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one of them. I don't even think it's a question. That guy is just a winner, and we saw it firsthand last year.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. I think he is the 5th best quarterback in the NFL. I don't understand why there is so much Jalen Hurts hate that is out there for this guy. We were talking at our post-show meeting yesterday. I think it was either Mac or Dusty brought up. They go, he was the best player on the field in these 2 Super Bowls, and Patrick Mahomes was playing. Like, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles very, very well could have won the 1st Super Bowl against the Chiefs, and then obviously they did the 2nd one, and Jalen Hurts gets paid no mind by people in the NFL, like media, that want to talk about who the great quarterbacks are. Everybody downplays that guy. I'm now officially a Jalen Hurts apologist.
You know, it's interesting because at Alabama, he was a 26-2 and, you know, cruising in the halftime of that Georgia game, national title game, was pulled for Tua, which that was a really ballsy move for Nick Saban. You don't see that happen. And then, of course, he ends up leaving and going to Oklahoma. But he's always kind of been that underdog story. And, man, he's the king of that tush-push, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jay Binkley with us here on 96.5 The Fan. ESPN says Breshard Smith will be the surprise out of Chiefs camp, and you vehemently disagree with that take. Why?
Well, I mean, I love the fact that you're saying, all right, the 7th rounder is going to be that guy. I just don't see – I see it as a role player for the Chiefs. If he is in a 7th round pick, is that guy, so be it. I'm just looking at this team and looking at who I think will be the breakout guy kind of for the Chiefs this year. I think it's Karloftis, man. You're thinking about a guy that's got that 5th-year option, you know, signed through 26. 10.5 sacks is career high. I think he gets to 12. I think George Karloftis finally breaks out and is that guy. I mean, we've seen the potential. We know he's a damn good player, but I think he hits that career high in sacks this year. It's just showing, man, that offseason work he does with Tom Ball Lee and the jiu-jitsu fighting and everything else. I think he's just poised, man. He's a pro's pro, and I think he's the guy that I think will really turn some heads for Chiefs fans this year, that he takes that next step of getting to the quarterback, sack, strip, fumbles. Not that he's not doing it already, but there's a lot that kind of leaves on the field where he could have had that sack. I think he gets him this year. If Breshard gets it, that's great, and I think he's going to be used in specialized skills for the Chiefs. I wouldn't be surprised if Breshard has more receptions out of the backfield or receiving yards than he does rushing yards. I think he's going to be a piece, but I wouldn't say that he's going to be the all-out surprise because we kind of know who and what he is. I mean, he's a 7th-round pick. I think that he's going to just be fill a role for the Chiefs and be a piece of that backfield, but I think George Karloftis is that guy.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, Binkley, because you know our late great friend Terrez Paylor, what's his famous quote, right? The contract year is undefeated. And we're going to visit this topic. Yeah, we're going to visit this topic a little bit later. I'd like your opinion on it. Who do you see and have a better contract year, Trent McDuffie or George Karloftis?
I mean, I think Karloftis. Just we already I just think that that is so valued. I know that cornerback and shutdown corner, huge piece, and I think McDuffie's going to be part of, you know, blitzing off the corner and getting to the quarterback at different times. But I think George Karloftis can make that every down. This is like a T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh and what he does for that team. I mean, he just changes the game. He gets back there, gets that sack on third and four, puts the offense back on the field, or gets that strip sack fumble and flips the field, and everybody, then the offense comes back out there. But I just think that the George Karloftis in that position in getting to the quarterback, because the Chiefs slipped to 18th last year in sacks. They were number two when they won those back-to-back Super Bowls. They were second in the NFL in sacks each of those years. They slipped back down to 18 last year, and I know it's been a big priority and why the Chiefs continue to get pass rushers in the draft like Ashton Gelati this year and Omar Norman Lott, guys that can get to the quarterback. But I think Karloftis kind of leads the way on that.
What's the number one thing this offseason that's kind of ticking you off about the coverage of our Kansas City Chiefs?
You know, guys, it's like yesterday when you were with the playing some of the audio of these all the haters nationally talking about Mahomes, and we've talked about it before that you know, these guys think Mahomes is slipping and the end of the dynasty is coming for the Chiefs, and
people,
I don't hear
stupid,
any of them,
Jay,
talking. Well, you know, as we've talked about it before, Steve Young built his Hall of Fame career in his 30s. Drew Brees had his best years in his 30s and an MVP. And Rodgers, all these guys dominated in their 30s. But I always hear this slipping. And he's not even 29. And I think the one stat, and it drives me nuts, and I brought it up a bunch when I was doing a Carrington show the other day, is the one stat I've not heard nationally. I don't hear anybody talk about him going to seven straight AFC title games. Like, I don't hear that talked about a lot. But there's one thing that really identifies quarterbacks as winners, and that's winning in the postseason. And Mahomes has 17 postseason victories. 17. Only Tom Brady has more. Okay? He's got more now than Joe Montana. He's got more than Peyton Manning, who didn't win a playoff game until his sixth year. He's got more than John Elway. He's got more than Brad. He's got more than anybody, and especially since he passed Joe this past year to 17. But you won't hear that stat or see that stat. He's not even 30. Like, he's number two all time. We think about all these great quarterbacks in the game of football, and you know, you watch NFL films and you flip it on, you see great quarterbacks in the postseason and what defines them. Mahomes is starting number two, and he's not even 30 years old. That stat there is, I think, the most glaring stat for Patrick Mahomes. It shows why he's a winner, and to count him out going into any season when the dude has done nothing but win when he gets to the most important parts. It's just I value what quarterbacks do in the postseason. Regular season wins, that's fine, but winning the postseason, it's much different. I put something out to somebody, tried to argue back on the text line the other day.
No way,
said,
really?
Well, does that mean Joe Flacco is better than Dan Marino?
Okay.
And I said, all right.
For sure.
Okay, here's the deal. Yeah, I'm not saying that, but Joe Flacco's postseason record is 10-6. Dan Marino's was 8-10.
Wow.
Joe Flacco has a ring. Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, some of these numbers, people, you know, do your homework, look at what happens when they actually get to the postseason, and then make your determination.
Yeah, that would require Emmanuel Acho doing homework, though, and not just spitting nonsense, Jay. Mm.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Perfect.
Let me tell you something, Dust, man. That guy's an idiot.
He is. He is, for sure. Binkley, enjoy trying to convince people that Joe Flacco is better than Dan Marino the rest of your life. So
no, listen, I'm not saying Joe Flacco is better than Dan Marino, but I'm saying in the postseason, he was.
Yeah, the numbers prove out. Yeah.
Fair point. All right, Bink, we'll talk to you next week, and enjoy the games this weekend as the Royals are rooming right along, baby.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. I can't wait for this weekend.
No doubt. Jay Binkley there joining us here on Fesco and Dusty, so...
Big weekend for Jay, huh?
Yeah, man. Flacco's better than Dan Marino.
I didn't realize Flacco was 10-6 in the playoffs.
Well, they went on that huge run.
Yeah, yep.
But that's only three games, though. You know,
were they a wild card team?
I think it was four.
Yeah,
they beat Denver with like a Flacco heave down the sideline.
That was so good.
That's what he'd do. Just throw it up 50-50.
But okay, so but even still, I mean, say you win three or four playoff games a year, 10's a lot. I mean, Joe Montana only had 16.
He won four in 1 year, and then he won one with the Did he win one with the Browns?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so he did.
No, Baker played in the game that was against us during COVID when Sorensen saved the day.
Yeah, and Stefanski was in a basement because he had COVID.
That's right.
So he was coaching from a
from his mom's basement, so, literally.
He didn't win one with the Browns. It was all with the Ravens then.
Yeah. Had it all be with the Ravens. Yeah. Did he have a – he's with who now, though? The Colts?
No, he's with the Browns.
No, he's back with the Browns.
Yeah.
He will not mentor Shedeur Sanders.
I don't blame him. I'm 35 years old, man. I've got 10 playoff wins. I don't need to do this. You need me more than I need you at this point in time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boy, the Shedeur Sanders stuff is unbelievable. Every day, somebody is releasing videos of him throwing a football and working out and doing all that kind of stuff. Good. They should be doing that kind of stuff.
Coming up on the other side, Max going to do his kind of stuff because he's got a burning Chiefs question again on a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.